Listen to part of a lecture in a United States history class.
In the days before telephones, radio, and television, the only network of public communication that could reach farmers was the mail. But this wasn't the mail as we know it today. At that time, in the early 19th century, mail delivery was uneven and widely scattered. In fact, many people living in rural areas got no mail at all. In the early decades of the century, mail carriers were privately employed. They did not work for the government. Many years later, when the government finally took charge of delivering mail, it was mostly in cities that mail got delivered to people's homes. So farmers still had a problem. They had to go to a post office to collect their mail, which, by the way, wasn't always nearby. Farmers' requests to have mail brought to their homes were at first met with outrage. What could be more ridiculous, many urban residents asked, than paying government employees to travel miles across the countryside with an occasional letter? Nevertheless, farmers' organizations succeeded in convincing the United States Congress that farmers needed mail delivery. Finally, in 1891, rural free delivery, known as RFD, came into being. In a sense, rural free delivery was the most important communications revolution in United States history. Rural Americans were now lifted out of the relatively isolated communities they lived in. Because of rural free delivery, there now ran a highway to the world from every farmer's doorstep.